Hello, everyone. Welcome again to another Word for Today with Ray. And before we begin, let's go to the Lord in prayer. Heavenly Father, once again, we get to sit with you and your word in our hands, knowing that you're going to teach us from these words. I pray today, Lord, that we'll learn more about you, about your Son Jesus and your ways and the ways that you want us to be in this world. And Lord, that you, by your Holy Spirit, will not only guide us into all truth, but will also equip us with the ability to live according to your truth. And we'll give you thanks for these things. In Jesus' name, amen. The title to today's lesson is, What is Your Request? And it's taken from the book of Esther, chapter 5, and verse 3. As Queen Esther stood before King Ahasuerus, she touched the end of his extended golden scepter, which meant she was accepting in his presence, are accepted in his presence, even though she entered uninvited. In chapter 5 and verse 3, we learn that as he looked upon her, the king asked her some important questions. We read, Then said the king unto her, What do you wish, Queen Esther? And what is your request? It shall be given you to the half of the kingdom. Our verse begins, Then said the king unto her, What do you wish, Queen Esther? And what is your request? Let us imagine being in Esther's place for a moment. There she stood before the raised scepter of the king, and perhaps her head was lowered, and then she was only looking up at him from moment to moment. As he gazes upon her, and she upon him, he perceives that she has a desire, and he wants to know it. He simply asks and then repeats, What is it that you wish? We can almost hear his desire to fulfill her request even before she asks it. Let us not forget that he is the king and his resources are quite extensive. Not only is he interested in her wish, but he is more than likely able to fulfill it. The verse goes on to say, It shall be given you to the half of the kingdom. As if to encourage Queen Esther not to hold back on her request, the king offers her up to half of the kingdom. This is quite the offer when we think about how large the kingdom was. 127 provinces, palaces, riches, etc. filled the Persian Empire, and surely Esther's desire could be fulfilled by all of these. King Ahasuerus liberally extended his hand toward Esther's bold move of faith, and it was an extensive reward compared to the manner in which he managed his former queen, Vashti, who would not appear before him even when he requested her appearance. Jesus said in the Gospel of Luke in chapter 11 and verse 9 and 10, And I say unto you, Ask, and it shall be given you. Seek, and you shall find. Knock, and it shall be opened unto you. For everyone that asks receives, and he that seeks finds, and to him that knocks it shall be opened. When we make an invited appearance before Jesus Christ, he not only receives us, but he also asks what we desire. As an almighty, resourceful God, Jesus can fulfill any desire that we may have. Alignment with him is our first responsibility, and after we comply with his will, we will only desire what his purposes are to be done. As we humbly approach our King of Kings, Jesus, may he evermore extend to us his scepter of grace, that we may find help in our time of need, and may we continue to discover what his purpose and will is for our lives, that we will not be desirous to ask him for anything that is outside of his will. Next time, Esther will give her answer to the king, so read ahead and we shall join together then. Until tomorrow, there is more. And may the Lord bless you and keep you. May he make his face to shine upon you and be gracious unto you. May the Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace as you continue to study his word in Jesus' name.